The new Joint Commission on Public Ethics rules say donations of more than $5,000 made after July 1 of this year will have to be disclosed in reports due to the commission starting next year. The rules for the first time affect not-for-profit 501c4s and include the Committee to Save New York, a lobby group which is closely allied with Governor Andrew Cuomo's agenda. Critics say the not-for-profit entities have been increasingly used as a loophole to keep secret the names of donors who help politicians. The Committee to Save New York has raised and spent millions of dollars on television advertising to promote the governor's issues, including the state's property tax cap and the governor's budget proposals.
Together, we're putting the governor's plan to create jobs and cap taxes to work for the benefit of all New Yorkers.
Questions have been raised about the influence of the Committee to Save New York donors on the governor. The New York Times revealed that the committee received millions from the gambling industry in late December 2011. Just a few weeks later, Cuomo announced that a convention center and gambling complex would be the centerpiece in his State of the State message. The governor has since dropped the plan and denied that the money in any way influenced his actions. Under the proposed new ethics rules, lobbying groups like the Committee to Save New York would not have to disclose the gambling corporation donors or reveal any other past contributors. Governor Cuomo, in a recent interview with public radio, said he does not think that the lobby group should have to disclose donors retroactively.
The legislature didn't pass a retroactive law, just as a general rule, retroactive laws are looked down upon because people conduct business under a current set of laws with current expectations, and then you come along in the future and say, well, I'm changing everything, and I know you acted in good faith on a basis, but I'm changing the basis. So I think retroactivity can be precarious.
The governor says the rules going forward would be significant, though, because New York will be the first to require that the not-for-profit 501c4s disclose any of their donors at all.
We are the only state in the nation that will require this disclosure, the only state in the nation. So that is a real feather in our cap.
Susan Lerner with Common Cause testified at a recent ethics panel hearing in favor of retroactive disclosure of the lobby group donors. Lerner says, nevertheless, she's satisfied with the new requirements to disclose donors going forward.
They've done a very credible job on these regulations.
Lerner says the new rules also attempt to limit a loophole known as bundling. The $5,000 reporting threshold would be reached if all the members of a household combined give more than $5,000, or if a company and its subsidiaries donate a total of more than $5,000.
Which is, I think, very forward-thinking. And that is that they define a single source as not just an individual or a company, but a single source can include two people who are related or live together. A single source would be a parent corporation and its subsidiary corporation, which is the way in which I think most of us think of single source, but it's rare to find it actually memorialized in rules this way.
Common Cause is also a not-for-profit group that will be covered under the new rules. The group currently makes all of its donors available on its website. The first time that the public will view the names of the donors from the other lobby groups will be January 15th, 2013. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.